Despite a steep fall in international oil prices, there has been no relief for the masses in the country from the unbearably high prices of petroleum products. Local media was abuzz with reports of good news coming up in the form of a significant cut of around 10 rupees per liter in the rate of petrol. But the official announcement after the fortnightly government review brought nothing but disappointment, as no relief was passed on to the consumers and the prices of all petroleum products were kept unchanged. Rather, the federal cabinet approved an amendment to the Petroleum Products, Petroleum Levy, Ordinance, 1961, effectively removing any upper limit previously imposed on the levy. In March and April, the government has already raised the levy from 60 rupees to 80 rupees, with former Finance Minister Miftah Ismail calling it a mini-budget that earned the government 34 billion rupees each month in tax revenue. The justification that the Prime Minister has come up with on denying petrol price relief to the masses is nothing but bogus, that the money so saved would fund development in Balochistan, precisely to upgrade N25 highway that links Chaman to Karachi via Kawata, Kalat, and Huzdar, and to complete Kachi Canal Phase 2 to irrigate land in Balochistan. This justification is rather misleading given that the federal government could have conveniently funded the said projects from the PSDP, whose 1,100 billion rupees allocation has only been utilized by less than 30% in the first 8 months of the ongoing fiscal year. Moreover, Balochistan itself enjoy a surplus of approximately 450 billion rupees. What appears to be the case is that the federal government is in for a shortfall in its revenue collection for the ongoing fiscal year, and is in fact trying to cut it to as low as possible by employing discrete revenue-enhancing measures. Let's keep an eye on whether or not the two mentioned Balochistan projects see the light of day within 2 years. Well, Miftah believes they will not.